The federal government temporarily increased food stamp benefits during the recession, and that increase expired November 1st. An individual will lose at least $11 a month, and a family of four will lose at least $36 a month. That may not sound like much, but here's some perspective from Beverly Howard, the executive director of Loaves and Fishes Food Pantries.
We actually went to Food Lion and purchased food so we could see what that represented. We went and purchased $36 worth of food, and it was amazing how many meals it accounted for.
Did you give me an idea?
I would say it was enough for 4 or 5 days, so it was 12, 15, 18 meals.
So Howard expects a spike in demand at food pantries as the November food stamps run out. That spike may have already begun. Marcine Kerlock puts a few boxes of pasta in a shopping cart at a Loaves and Fishes in Uptown. She says this is her first time at a food pantry, and she's here for help managing the cuts.
This is such a blessing, I tell you. Thank you so much.
Kerlock is a single mom working part-time. She takes care of her 24-year-old son who has cerebral palsy and her 15-year-old daughter in high school. She doesn't know what their cut will be yet because she gets their food stamps halfway through the month, but she knows they'll lose at least $29.
There's a difference between, you know, buying a whole bunch of toiletries versus buying bread and milk and eggs, you know, so we're definitely going to have to cut back on a lot of stuff.
And the food pantries her family has to rely on are already stretched thin.
Our supplies are very low right now.
Howard, the executive director again. She says two state changes this year have had an impact. Cuts to unemployment benefits and the troubled rollout of NC Fast, a new system for food stamp applications.
NC Fast put us back up to our numbers from the very worst part of the recession. It made about a 25% increase in clients for us for about 6 months.
Howard says those numbers started coming back down the last 2 months as Mecklenburg County fixed the problems it had with NC Fast. But now the federal cuts are kicking in, and she says it feels like one thing after another. The pantries haven't run out of food, but they are out of some of the other stuff they provide. Marcine Kerlock couldn't get any toiletries, for example. She says lawmakers are not thinking about families like hers.
This is people's livelihoods that they're playing with, and I just don't think that they planned enough or they're taking it serious enough and they're not giving people resources. You know, we end up at food banks, and ain't but so many people can come here. As you see today, they're out of stuff already, and it's just halfway through the month. You know, what are they going to do for the rest of the weeks?
The food pantries will rely more on the community for donations. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.